Now, those of you who know me, that is very unusual. I do not like to stand before a mic. But as you may know, this is our 66th season at camp. And we're thankful for all the Lord has done over these years, how he has blessed, kept, and saved many campers and adult guests and staff members. We're thankful for that. And a camp like this could not operate unless we had many, many people involved. And as I look around the room, so many of you over the years have been involved in the camp work. And this is what made it all possible for camp to remain as it has, and we thank God for that. I'm sort of a strange guy, and sometimes have these hidden problems that I find perplexing and annoying and consistent. And whenever I see people that have helped solve or resolve these problems, and whenever I see them, that comes to mind. I'm thinking of this chair right here. Now, these Nogahai chairs have been here since camp began, I believe. And for many years, there was a rip in here, in the seam. The stuffing was coming out. I had taken it to be reupholstered. No one could do it. And suddenly, Mrs. Chajon from Ozone Park came to the rescue, and she had the correct type of needle, and she fixed that. So whenever I see her in Ozone Park, I think of this chair. I also, in the days when I took care of the staff, you know, we have a state ruling that you need a lifeguard for every 25 campers. And now they're much more clever than I am. If they don't have enough, they just keep some of the kids out of the water. or they elect to stay out of the water. But I wasn't that clever back then. So I needed three lifeguards. We needed three lifeguards, and we only had two. And another person came to the rescue, Monica Filancieri, who was married with children and above the age of lifeguarding, and she went for her certification. And again, whenever I see her, I remember those days when that was on my heart and where she came to the rescue. And another time, this is the last illustration, those French doors there were a bother to me because we couldn't open and close them as we wanted. We like to keep that as a private prayer room during the day. And Brother James came to the rescue. And ever since then, whenever, because I see him quite often, but I just think he's a genius for being able to fix those doors. But there's a biggie on my heart today. And it has to do with what we heard yesterday for those 5 years when camp was without an official caretaker, 1986 to 1991 approximately. And at that time, two young men who lived on the lake with their mom came to our rescue. And I'm speaking of Danny Smith and Andy Smith, who are both with us. And when I heard they were going to be here today, I just wanted to publicly acknowledge them, thank the Lord for their service at that time. They were truly a godsend, and God has taken them on. I understand Danny is in the ministry in his home, and Andy in China, so God has taken them on. And so I just wanted to publicly acknowledge them and to thank God for them, and for Adeline for raising two such fine boys. And I pray that God would continue to bless their ministries, and I thank you for letting me speak.
Help me to serve thee more and more. Help me to praise thee more and more. Live in thy presence day by day. Never to turn from thee away.
Okay, we'll do it again, that chorus for you. Danny and for, where's Andy? Back there, okay.
Help me to serve thee more and more. Help me to praise thee more and more. Live in thy presence day by day, never to turn.
I'd like to sing with you number 46 in the camp books, another Charles Wesley song, Arise, My Soul, Arise. Shake off thy guilty fears. It came to mind when we sang my favorite verse of that other song, The death of my Savior removeth my fear. 46, let's stand, arise, and sing.
Yeah.
do we come with confidence to you, with a blessed assurance in our hearts, Lord, that it is well with our souls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because our sins are nailed to your cross. You have borne them for us, so we have forgiveness and cleansing, plenteous redemption, bright hope in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us be seated.